Notice each ramp location detail should be identified by labeling the intersecting streets or providing them with a detail title. Labeling the curb ramp type helps identify the applicable RC standard and select the correct ramp type when completing the CS4401. Additionally, labels or hatch patterns should also be used for sidewalks, DWS, non-walk areas, and pavement restoration areas. Finally, all right-of-way, easements, and signal foundations should be shown on the plans where applicable. Indicating non-compliant features of a curb ramp can assist in documenting elements covered on the approved ADA Technically Infeasible Form, commonly referred to as TIF. Provide all necessary information to build ADA-compliant pedestrian facilities in accordance with the RC and TC standards.